MCs break fast like flapjacks and bacon. Backspins and windmills, who's still the gin drinker? Ill thinker, exploding when the paper hits the ink. Grab your gangster chronicles and turn the page 666. The Holocaust, big the merciless. Hurry up and close the gate when my freestyle escapes. I'm giving young minds statutory rape. Motherfuckers thought I slipped, bust my lip, right? You didn't know the extra clips on my hip. You don't want none of me. N-O-N-A-M-E.
Biggie was on one of his first tours back in like 95, 96, somewhere around there. And, you know, me and, at the time, me and Big Daddy Kane's career started to slow down a little bit. The apartment that I was living in at the time, you know, which was actually my uncle's house. Family and no family to rent, I still do. You know what I'm saying? So I had owed my uncle like maybe a 6 months rent. Yeah, it was definitely 6 months rent. I owed my uncle. He really gave me an ultimatum, like, you know, either you come with the rent or I gotta take you to court and stuff like that. Money wasn't really coming in as often, so I had really nobody else to turn to. You know, I actually called Biggie, from Cold Chillin' Records. I was at Cold Chillin' Records at the time, trying to get money from them, and they couldn't help me, which is my old record label. So I got a hold of Biggie while he was on the road, and I just started breaking down crying. And, you know, here it is, I'm a grown man, like, calling another grown man to get money from him. And I just started breaking down crying, and Biggie is on the phone like, hey, what are you crying for, man? What the fuck is wrong with you? What's going on with you? So I told my situation. I'm like, yo, man, I owe so much rent to my uncle, man, or whatever. And I never told Biggie the amount of money I did. I had to get my uncle for the rent. Biggie just out of nowhere just like, man, stop crying, man. And he's like, go see my accountant. He's up in Westchester. And I went up to White Plains to his accountant, and there it was, $10,000 in cash. You know, that's just one of many stories that I'll never forget, that, you know, me and Big went through and stuff like that. But I thought I'd share that story because it just shows you how much of a good dude he was, and it's something that I'll never forget. And it actually, that incident kind of just really got woke my eyes up to really make me say, you know, like, I got to get my career going. And that was the beginning of, you know, that was the beginning of a lot of things for me when Biggie did that for me, you know. And that's it. That's something I'll never forget, man. So shout out to my man, Mick Muggy. That's what it is, man. B.I.G. forever. Mr. C. Out.